Hello everyone, I'm George Myland, and well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about Zoran Mamdani's win. Well, remember me saying he was going to win? Okay, that wasn't hard to predict. He won quite comfortably, and he won all the boroughs in New York, I think it was, apart from Staten Island. So the former governor, Andrew Cuomo, who was stood as an independent when he failed to get the Democrat nomination, he was way behind, and then the Republican candidate was even behind that. So a decisive win in a three-way race, he well won over 50% of the vote, particularly with Youthquake, very popular with the under-30s, very popular with ethnic minority people and so forth, because yes, he's a brown man himself, and indeed he is a Muslim. So there's anti-Muslim prejudice in the United States, not saying that all non-Muslim Americans are anti-Muslim, but a considerable minority are, and they're very outright against it. So the United States is founded on precisely the notion that nobody should be discriminated against on the basis of his or her faith. And that's got to include Muslims. And there were Muslims in the United States right from the very beginning, because, of course, some of those African people who were abducted and taken across the Atlantic were Muslims already. And they arrived as Mohammedans. So another thing about Mr. Mamdani is he was born in Uganda. He's ethnically Indian. He came to the United States as a child, as a naturalized citizen, and then I hear that these bigots are trying to denaturalize him. Why? Is it because he's not white? I mean, or they are, is it because he's a Democrat or something like that? Wow. So when they can't win, some of these Republicans will cheat. Now, I'm not an American, but Mr. Mamdani has as much right as any other American to contest political office. And, you know, naturalized Americans are in very high positions, like Henry Kissinger, you know, being the Secretary of State, or you know, Governor of California, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and so forth. So going back to him, so he's won, but he's the most left-wing mayor they've ever had. He's 34. I think he's the youngest mayor as well. He's the first non-natural citizen that New York has had as a mayor, so far as I know. Okay, so he's got these populist views, so he's very economically left-wing, wanting to raise tax on the wealthy, introducible rent control, which is obviously very attractive. Most people are renters, but how are you going to do that? Because does that mean people will just sell the property because the rents aren't high enough, or just not rent it out, or then the property won't be maintained and so forth? I mean, it's all very well to bring in price controls. And obviously, if you're a tenant, and I've been a tenant for years, would I rather pay lower rent? Of course. But is that practical? It might be, because yes, I'm a capitalist. I'm a right winger. I'm maybe economically centrist. There is such a thing as exploitation. People like Ben Shapiro seem to think it doesn't exist. But I'm just reluctant about government interference in this. I remember Bob Dole, who was a Republican candidate in 1996, saying, if you take over the economy for the good of the people, you end up taking over the people for the good of the economy. So, I mean, I'm someone who's reluctant to regulate. I have libertarian tendencies. I don't go all that way. So he says he's going to debt relief for taxi medallion owners. Okay, so what's going to happen with the debt? So people don't get their money back. People are very reluctant to lend in future and things like that. So he's going to have more tenant protections, going to make it more problematic to be a landlord and to build 200,000 affordable housing units. But like where, and how is that going to be paid for and so on? Putting up the minimum wage in the city to $30 an hour, by far the highest in the United States. But isn't that going to make businesses go bust? It's just uneconomic. And I support having a minimum wage. And many people in the United States are against. Some states don't have it. There's the federal minimum wage, which is simply a recommendation. I think the federal government has to observe it. But for everybody else, they don't. And because it'll be so much more expensive to employ people in New York than in New Jersey, Connecticut, or anywhere else. And of course, the cost of living in New York City is higher. And I'm sorry, what I'm saying is going to apply to New York City, not the whole of the state of New York. So there are other problems about this. So he doesn't want to, he has this proposal one, no discrimination. Okay, that's a good thing. But to get discrimination on the basis of reproductive rights. Now, reproductive rights is usually a euphemism for the murder of children, of which he's in favor, which is quite shocking somewhat for someone who considers himself a Muslim who would. One of the good things about Islam is actually saying, no, we have to protect children in utero, a single payer health care, which I think is a fantastic idea, and so forth. So he's a left winger. He's not a communist. He's not saying confiscate all private property. And he's denounced tyranny in Venezuela, and the Cuban dictatorship and so on, whilst the United States shouldn't sanction Cuba. I'm minded to agree with him because Cuba is by no means the worst regime in the world. Israel's far worse. Another thing they could sort out. And how about the property confiscated by the Cuban government in 1960, compensation for that, and then it could all be sorted out. All right. And so we go on. And he has been courageous in denouncing the genocide in Gaza, denouncing Israel's apartheid policy, saying let's have boycott, divestment, sanctions, and so forth, that the United States should not be funding and arming Israel to commit the mass murder of Palestinian civilians, the New York charities, so-called charities, funding illegal immigration to the West Bank, and the murder of Palestinian civilians. It's just appalling, the footage I see of the harassment, the brutality, the wanton cruelty against defenseless Palestinians in the West Bank. It's infuriating. What a moral outrage. Just racist violence against these poor, poor people who are driven out of their homelands. And it's illegal immigration, the very thing that the Republican Party in the USA is supposed to be against. Don't call them settlements. They're illegal colonies, and so forth. Okay, so anyway, he says, yeah, he denounced the October 7th attacks. And of course, Israel's genocide, which is 100 times worse than the 7th of October attacks. I mean, look at the statistics. It is 100 times worse. Okay, so wants a cleaner environment and stuff like that. Free buses. Okay, but why shouldn't I pay for somebody else's transport? So I don't quite agree with free buses, but for those who use them, it's obviously attractive. But where's the money coming from? Tax the rich. Well, the rich will leave. They can go anywhere else in the US and take their wealth with them. They can steal in a property in New York or come occasionally, but just make sure that they're not liable for tax there. And the whole city might go in a downward spiral, thinking that there's a sort of endless money being generous with other people's money. Now, there are Scandinavian countries where some of his policies succeed, which doesn't necessarily mean they're replicable there in the United States. Okay, so he wants baby baskets, universal pre-kindergarten. I mean, if we're going to be pro-life, and I am, then we have to say we've got to make it affordable for people to have children and take away that excuse that people give for murdering little girls and boys. Okay, he wants to make New York City a gay sanctuary city. Well, I thought, what is? Have an office of LGBTQIA. I mean, affairs. How many letters is that? Why don't you call it LGBTQIABCDEFGHI? I mean, how many is preposterous? So some of this is loony left. Some of it is sort of sensible. There we go. What? So he won. He's highly intelligent. He speaks five languages. And politics aside, he's affable. And I remember seeing in this documentary years ago, I think it was Lawrence Rees, saying the single most important characteristic for a successful presidential candidate in the United States is likability. And he's cheerful. And happiness is attractive. He's very cerebral. He's always ready with a reply, never at a loss for an answer. And yeah, he can extemporize. He's well informed. And he's just got an attractive program. He's trying to make life better for the ordinary people. He's saying, you know, a better world is possible. So this positivity is not found by mainstream Democrats. It's not found amongst the Republican Party. So he could be an applause line for the Republicans. Will say he's this foreign commie or call him Islamic terrorist or just appeal to the basis prejudices like that. But though these policies play well in New York City, they won't play well in the rest of the country. I think he's almost certain to disappoint because the expectations are stratospherically high. I reckon a lot of these policies are not going to materialize. And the New York mayor's autonomy is limited. A lot of things he can't do without the governor of New York approving various things. So I think he's promised the earth, and he's going to fall short on that one. So I know the Democrats have done well recently, as the Virginia elected a Democrat governor, and that's not a safe state for them. And there was another state where they won a governor as well, partly because, you know, the economy is slowing down, Trump's stupid sanctions are not going well either. And he's not managed to end the war in Ukraine, so he's failing. I think that it might be around to the disadvantage of the Democrats in the long term. I mean, in a way, he's sort of their equivalent of Trump, someone who's seen as too extreme but succeeded. Now, there are important differences. Mamdani is intelligent. Mamdani is honest and so forth. Mamdani is actually trying to help people, is morally courageous. Trump is none of those things. Mamdani is not racist, is not sexist, does not sexually assault women and so forth. But he's someone who's been seen as too left field, just impossible. and defied the establishment and won. There we go. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.